Welcome to Quality Perks, the podcast that not only delves into the intricacies of contact center quality management, but also uncovers the personal stories of industry leaders. Brought to you by BPA Quality, your trusted partner in enhancing customer experiences.
And good morning, and welcome to Quality Perks. As you know, I'm Karen Dupree. I've also got Neil Eggers here as my co-host. We have invited some great folks from Christine Clarkson and
Hi, everyone.
Also Steve Hyde. And we
good
are
morning.
Specializing in our discussion today on healthcare and the call center industry. But first, as we start off every discussion, what are you drinking?
Who goes first?
All right. You can go first.
I'll go first. I'm drinking Indian River Coffee Company. It's a local coffee company here in Melbourne, Florida, and it's hot out. So I've switched to iced coffee. So it's in this mug today.
Excellent.
Well, I'll go next. And I am not a coffee drinker, so I'm going to be letting the side down, but I'm promoting the side of the tea drinker. So I've got my mom mug today as well, because it's Mother's Day weekend.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you all. So I have my mom mug that my son gave me. And I drink English breakfast tea. I like my Twinings English breakfast tea. So that's what I'll be sipping along today.
I love that.
I do have it with milk and sugar as well, the British way.
Do you have your biscuits with it?
In the afternoon, I might have a little biscuit with it as well. Yes, or a scone. Yes, just to keep it all
so
traditional.
So the afternoon. So a running theme here is how many cups of tea do you have throughout the course of a day?
Well, it could be three or four. You know, like two in the morning and maybe one or two in the afternoon. Yep. Gotta have your tea.
You're on my side of the fence. We've had some guests on who it's only one cup, but I'm like throughout the day.
Throughout the day. You got to have it. You know, colder days, you want more tea than others. But I don't like the iced tea. I'm not into the iced tea. It's got to be piping hot tea.
Very nice. And Steve, what do you have?
Well, I'm done. So I've just got the empty cup here. What is it? It's one of those ones that doesn't let the heat off. So I can nurse a single cup of coffee for several hours because I like it hot. But I'm boring. I have Kirkland Signatures K-Cups. Pacific Bold in bulk. The easiest to do. I'm pretty unadventurous there. And I typically like creamer with a side of coffee. So cinnamon, vanilla, coconut, any of the good flavors, I like to drink coffee.
That's not coffee. Karen and I have had this discussion on it. When you put all that in there, it's not coffee. That's dessert.
I could eat dessert all day.
Exactly.
Probably why.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm a one cup per day. Mm. Occasionally I may have a second cup, but it's gotta be decaf. I've learned as I've gotten older, I can't do too much caffeine. I just get a little too jittery.
Right. So like my 9-year old running around the house.
Yes. I've already switched over to my water. So
all right.
I'm good.
Good
there.
For you. And I'm actually drinking San Francisco Bay hazelnut cream in my little what is this? A compostable only K cups.
Nice.
So you know I'm not adding to the global warming because of my coffee addiction.
And what else is in there? Let's hear all the things that you put. What cream are we going with today?
Well, I always go with my vanilla almond milk creamer. So
good.
And so I'm a mom too, but I'm a sports
Happy
mom.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
So I'm either eating, sleeping, or driving to practice, or used to. Now that my daughter can drive, I don't have to do that anymore.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
So, very nice.
Excellent. Well,
so we've got two Pacific Northwest coffee. Steve, yours is from Pacific Northwest. And Karen, you're from the Pacific Northwest. We're a strong coffee region, I guess.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny. It's like I can't drink weak coffee, even though I douse it in creamer. It's still got to be strong, bold, flavored coffee.
Yeah. I don't. We had a vet, Don, was our last guest, and we'll have to poll her. She's our resident coffee expert to see how she feels about all this. But we can transition into our regular conversation now that we're done talking about your coffee desserts. So to kick us off, I guess as we've been preparing for the show, and both of you have extensive experience in the healthcare industry. Was looking if you could share with us how healthcare call centers are different from traditional call centers.
Yeah, so, you know, great question there, Neil. So, you know, the healthcare call center, you know, is typically more focused on engagement with the patient, you know, and their experience, you know, rather than traditional call center metrics, you know, and handling as many calls as possible in the shortest amount of time. And I'm sure everyone knows that, you know, healthcare can be very complex. You know, you have doctor's offices and clinics and hospitals. And, you know, there's also the insurance companies and the PBMs to consider that all manage, you know, and impact a patient's care. So, you know, for example, there are many different avenues to just fill a prescription. We have the brick and mortar pharmacies. We have specialty pharmacies. There's mail order pharmacies, and now we've got online pharmacies. I mean, who knew there were so many pharmacies out there? And then you've got your insurance, and they may allow you to, you know, fill a prescription at, you know, any of these pharmacies, or there might be selective and only some of them are allowed for the particular medication that you want to get filled. You know, so that could be dependent on the therapy that's being prescribed by your physician as well. So it's just one of the many complexities that, you know, healthcare call centers must really be able to assist with. And this makes it very different from a traditional, you know, type of call center as well. So, Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
I definitely agree. You know, the focus of the call center being more the patient and their experience. But who do you think healthcare call centers face many of the same challenges, right, as any other industry? You know, you've got wait times, call resolution, turnover, things like that. But they face more scrutiny, right, government regulation than other industries. And then you also have a different perspective than the traditional contact center, where your caller is not trying to return a product, right? They're calling regarding their healthcare, which makes that associate on the phone really a member of their care team, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of the holistic approach there. And I also think healthcare centers deal with probably more change year over year due to, you know, the regulations and requirements, as well as kind of, you know, plans and updates and things to coverages, all of which makes it really critical for those centers to have an efficient kind of flexible quality program in place, which is really where we come into play at BPA.
Mm-hmm.
So let's expand on that a little bit. Can you talk about how a quality program like ours would help a healthcare call center?
Yeah. One of the great things about what we do here at BPA is we're extremely fluid, right, in our ability to expand or change focus. Great example is how we can adjust our audits during open enrollment periods. Where there can be an increase in call volumes along with those questions that come about new plans and such. We can add temporary enrollment specific metrics to our evaluations, and then we document findings in near real time to provide that immediate feedback that these call centers need. And then with situations like that, where you've got something that's seasonal or temporary, mm-hmm. waiting even a week, right, to provide that feedback can greatly impact an organization on the negative side, right? So getting results quickly and being flexible is essential to that. Christine, what about you? What about your experience with how our quality program can kind of help the healthcare call center?
Yeah, I mean, I really think, you know, and a really important aspect and not one to get forgotten in all of this is, you know, the patient staying compliant to therapy and really improving, you know, the health outcomes for the patient. And this is where the, you know, the healthcare call center can play, you know, a really critical role in providing, you know, those emotional connections as well and that trust and empathy and really make a personalized, you know, patient experience. So a quality assurance program, you know, like we have at BPA, you know, can see all of these areas, you know, really help tell that story about what that patient journey is like, you know, where those opportunities are. We can also take a look and offer insights and intelligence, you know, on that patient experience. You know, there is also this entire, you know, life cycle that the patient goes through. You know, anytime they engage with the healthcare providers, you know, that call center is a critical component, you know, of that journey of the patient.
So we hear that term a lot, the life cycle, mm-hmm. and it's a very distinctive term. How does it resonate or how does it fit into the environment when we're talking about healthcare specifically?
Yeah. So healthcare, you know, I mean, the call centers, you know, they support almost every stage of care, you know, that the patient goes through. And you can really think about this probably in two phases. I mean, the first phase is that pre-service or the pre-care items, like enrollment, you know, that benefit coverage questions, you know, quoting co-pays and deductibles. You mean, what are those out-of-pockets? Obtaining authorizations, you know, for services, those prior authorizations that need to go in. And then the second phase is your post-care activities, you know, that can include, you know, the billing and reimbursement, you know, how do we pay for all of this? Our prescriptions and, you know, long-term care support and disease management. And then we've also got the follow-up that is needed with doctors and nurses and, you know, don't forget the pharmacist and that equation as well. So there's so many facets, you know, to this life cycle, you know, which is why, you know, it's so critical and so important for these call centers to really provide that high quality, you know, service to their members.
So that was a lot of steps. So a lot of different aspects that go into, you know, the first and the second phase is the items that you were mentioning, a lot of variables that that exist in an interaction. So I guess what would be the biggest challenge or risk to a contact center out of those items that you mentioned or the different phases of the calls? And how would a quality program help mitigate that in your experience? How have you seen a quality program mitigate those different variables?
Well, I think there's a lot of challenges, not just, you know, a singular challenge that stands out. The first thing that comes to mind really is on documentation, right? Anytime a member or a provider calls about anything pertaining to their care, the associate has to document it. You know, everything they quote, everything estimated, state, you name it, it's got to be documented. This is definitely the biggest area we provide insight on. You know, one of the things we're able to do is take evaluation data from multiple call types, and we can compare them and see where a certain type of documentation error maybe is more prevalent. And then we can provide suggestions for how to reduce them. Mm-hmm. I'd say another challenge is on the HIPAA side, you know, compliance. All that information being shared over the phone is reliant on proper caller authentication. You know, these call centers hear from spouses, children, power of attorney, you name it. It's not always the patient that's making the call. So the importance of verifying the identity, right, of the caller or confirming who information can be released to, you know, cannot be, you know, understated at all. And then maybe one final thing, and Christine got me thinking about this with the prescription, the pharmacy side. You know, one of the things we've seen over, you know, the past decade, maybe longer, is a shift to more of these mail order programs or getting patients access to cheaper alternatives than the name brands and then numerous other programs, right, designed to reduce costs to the, both the patient and the insurer, which means getting access or increasing use of those offerings is a big deal. And these healthcare call centers are the main conduit to do so. Our involvement helps spotlight trends or areas where associates may need additional coaching to improve their success in getting patients to subscribe to those programs. So lots going on there, and our ability to kind of look at things from a high level, we can really help connect dots for some of these call centers.
Mm-hmm. Christine, any, from your perspective, challenges you've observed in the healthcare setting that you'd want to share?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, from my experience in the healthcare setting, you know, the biggest challenge is one that I mentioned a little earlier as well, is ensuring the patient is compliant, you know, with their prescribed therapy, you know, because that's at the end of the day what it's really all about. And the call centers must provide, you know, any necessary help to improve, you know, the patient's outcome. So to do this successfully, the, you know, the call center rep, you know, needs to be knowledgeable. So training is certainly key. I mean, not only for the points, you know, Steve has just mentioned, but for the general industry knowledge, you know, needed on insurance plans and knowledge about pharmacy and, you know, technical or medical terminology, but also on that human compassion, you know, to mm-hmm. services, you know, for each and every call successfully as well. We can't forget about that. And this can be a very daunting task, you know, for all call centers, you know, in the healthcare sector to really meet.
Yeah, and it's difficult to put all of those together, right? The product knowledge, the listening to the customer, and then the empathy mm-hmm. at the same time, or that forming that human relationship. So, and that's been a theme, I think, through all of our episodes, is the Quality Perks episodes, is that those three things, the knowledge, the compassion, and the connecting with the customer.
Right.
So it's certainly an important part. So great conversation. To kind of wrap us up here, what does the future look like? What are things that the two of you would like to see changed or improved inside the healthcare contact center environment specifically?
Mm-hmm. So Neil, you know, as healthcare and as all call centers, you know, continue to evolve, you know, my hope is we'll begin to experience a more seamless journey, you know, which includes, you know, easier appointment scheduling, you know, more robust benefits investigation, you know, appointment reminders, education, and, you know, prescription refills and help with disease management. You know, the call center needs to be that one, you know, centralized point of contact, but assisted by those knowledgeable, trustworthy, and caring people. You know, and I think, you know, BPAs with their quality assurance program is, you know, perfectly situated, you know, to help healthcare, you know, call centers really navigate this.
Yeah, and I totally agree with Christine on that. That single point of contact, that seamless, less complex, right, environment mm-hmm. for patients. I think that's where I'd like to see the future go. That continuation to try and simplify things for members, you know, reducing the barriers, roadblocks, which aren't necessary, identifying what is regulation or what's required by regulation versus maybe something the provider or insurer thinks is necessary, but may not be. You know, anything which can be eliminated, simplified, makes that call center job easier. Mm-hmm. Right, and would allow those associates to focus more energy on the patient, kind of what we've been talking about, that patient experience. A lot of work to do. Right? We've covered just the tip of the iceberg today, but I think we're going to be involved in this journey for many years to come as we continue.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're all about simplifying the customer experience and making it a little bit easier and not that painful contact center moment.
Right.
So that would be beneficial. Christine, Steve, thank you so much for your expertise and
thank
insight.
You're welcome.
Thank you for coming on the show. Karen, as always, it's great to work with you.
Absolutely.
And we will see you on the next episode of Quality Perks. Have a great day, everyone.
Have a good weekend.
Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for joining. Bye-bye.
Bye.